Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, rain brings relief to our area, but we're still being asked to use water wisely. Local organisations are looking for quality employees across the summer. We pick out some of the current vacancies. Festivities in Sheet have raised a five-figure sum for a local charity. And why it's not just food that's needed at the Petersfield Food Bank this week. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
The two candidates to be Tory party leader and next prime minister have been at another hustings meeting in Perth. The Foreign Secretary Liz Truss has reiterated her main commitments if she becomes PM.
Well, the first thing I will do is reduce people's taxes. We shouldn't have raised national insurance. It's cost ordinary families money. I'd also have a temporary moratorium on the green energy levy to save people money on their fuel bills, and also boost energy supply to bring prices down.
Unprecedented numbers of pensioners may die in their homes this winter without government help to pay for spiralling energy bills, that's according to Age UK. They've written to both Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss, urging them to commit publicly to emergency support for older people and those on low incomes to keep their homes heated. The charity is also calling on the candidates to back restoring the pensions triple lock to support retirees who are struggling with the cost of living crisis if they become Prime Minister. Nicola Sturgeon will convene a summit with energy suppliers in the wake of rising bills. The First Minister of Scotland will chair the meeting before energy regulator Ofgem announces a possible rise in the energy price cap on the 26th of August, bringing together suppliers and consumer groups. Ahead of the latest inflation figures, which could reach double digits, a financial analyst says wage growth just isn't keeping up with the rising cost of living. Sarah Coles is from Hargreaves Lansdown and says how inflation affects you depends on your income, with the worse off more affected.
The effect that this is going to have on people will depend very much on who you are and how much you earn. So we know from the Institute of Fiscal Studies that actually the inflation rate is very different depending on how much you earn. So people who are on lower wages are actually facing much higher inflation at the moment.
The parent company of South Staffs Water and Cambridge Waters confirmed it has been the target of a cyber attack. However, it says the incident has not affected its ability to supply water to all of its customers. In a statement on their website, South Staffordshire PLC say its corporate IT network has been disrupted, but customer service teams are operating as normal. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Uchbridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Stephen Martin at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Well, that's the sound of relief for many as the first meaningful showers for more than 6 weeks crossed our area yesterday and overnight. Runoff from baked soil brought some localised flooding around the villages. The River Rother remains low, though, and we're being encouraged to save water despite there being no hosepipe ban in our area. Gemma Dewhurst is from Portsmouth Water.
No, we have no plans at this point to impose a hosepipe ban across any of our supply area. We've got plenty of water, but it's the amount of time that it takes us to clean that water, get it into a reservoir for it to come out of people's taps. And if people are using it quicker than we can actually get it clean, that's where the problem is. So it's not a problem about not having enough water, it's a problem about people using it quicker than we can actually get it to them in a clean and safe manner.
And Kieran will have today's Petersfield forecast in just a minute or so. Now, Petersfield businesses are looking for staff across the summer. Isaac has found a couple of local jobs, if you fancy a new challenge, or you just need the dough.
Simply Scrumptious is looking for a bakery assistant on a salary of £6.85 to £9.50 an hour. He must already have 1 year's experience in baking. Hours of shift are negotiable, but must be between 4 to 8 hours per shift, and will be between the times of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Sunday. Food safety level 2 is also required for this job role. However, the company will provide this if you do not already have this in place. Artwork Alpacas is still looking for a herdsman or woman on a salary of £15 to £18 an hour. You will be needed to assist 5 mornings a week, including weekends, with care and feeding of some 80 alpacas.
Oh, I'd say that was a fascinating job, if I was to stick my neck out. Festivities in Sheet have raised a five-figure sum for a local charity. A series of music and theatre events was held at the Half Moon Pub in July. 18 bands and 5 touring theatre productions attracted thousands of people to the village. Organiser Robert Ingram is delighted with the result.
Well, we're absolutely thrilled that our Festival of Theatre and Music, which ran throughout July, raised a grand total of £10,000, which is now sitting in the Homestart Butser account, ready to be used for local families.
That's a suspiciously round number.
Well, absolutely. We set ourselves a target of £10,000, and we were a little bit short of it, and we explained that on the last event, and a couple of people gave added donations in order to hit the £10,000. So we're very grateful to a couple of individuals who have really gone above and beyond to hit that very symbolic target.
And you'll be able to hear more from Robert and his colleague Chris, plus see photos from those events later this week at shineradio.uk. It's not just food that's needed at Petersfield's food bank this week. Alison has the updated list of what's most in need right now.
Shampoo and household detergents, including washing up liquid, are much in demand. If you can help, please do. The greatest holes on the food shelves are for tinned soup, tinned fruit and tinned fish. Also drink and chocolate, coffee and biscuits. If you can supply oats, cereal or sugar, that would be most welcome too. You can donate to the food bank every Monday or Wednesday between 9:30 and 11:30 at the Methodist Church on Station Road. And there are food bank drop boxes in all the Petersfield churches and supermarkets, and also at the Nationwide Building Society in Petersfield Town Centre.
Alison Glasspool there.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's Menswear. Stylish clothes and accessories for all weathers.
Good morning. Starting off fairly bright in Petersfield today, although we do still have a yellow weather warning in place for thunderstorms, which means we could experience rain throughout the day, especially just after lunchtime. Temperatures are peaking at around 20 degrees in the afternoon. We have a northeasterly wind which may bring gusts up to 24 miles per hour, and for anyone who suffers from hay fever, the pollen count today is expected to once again be medium. High water reports must stage just after 4:30 this afternoon. It will be 4.6 metres high, low tide at 9:25 this evening, and the sun is due to set at 21 minutes past 8. You're up to date. I'm Kieran Cheeseman. Have a great day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hello, I'm Vicky with today's travel update. Sheep Street is closed today. That's by the Petersfield Museum. Whilst Open Reach carry-out works, a diversion is in place there. Winchester Road has the multi-way lights in operation still. That's at the junction of Winchester Road and Frenchman's Road. There's further give or take traffic control on Longdown today. That's for South East Water to carry out maintenance work. And the work continues on the A3 again tonight. Further down this time, it's southbound by Queen Elizabeth Country Park. The entry and exit to the slip road there is closed tonight from 8 p.m. There's also lane closures on that stretch also. As always, if I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team@shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. The first ever Petersfield Walking Festival is approaching. On foot.
I'm Susie Wild, and Rain and I will be joining Walk 42, Walk with Wheels. It's an inclusive walk for disabled and able-bodied walkers with no stiles, gates or steps. And I'll be joined by John Wellsman and his guide dog. I may have my latest canine partner with me too, if she bunks off school.
Petersfield's Shine Radio and the Petersfield Walking Festival.
Come and meet us all on the 26th of August.